Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of wisdom that reveals you are pure being having a human experience. I am Swamini B, a Vedanta teacher and a Hindu monk, and your guide by the side. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the river of wisdom. The basis for any form of prayer is not one's helplessness. It is the acknowledgement of one's helplessness. The key to an effective prayer is realizing my helplessness. Prayer is born naturally when I realize my helplessness and also recognize the source of all power, all knowledge. If both of these are acknowledged, prayer is very natural. If everything is in order, I need not pray. All prayers have their fulfillment in keeping everything in order. If everything is in order, prayer becomes redundant. My prayers have already been answered. When I am helpless, I seek help from any person I can. When the helplessness is in terms of my incapacity to let go of my past or to let the future happen without my being apprehensive, then no outside help from a person like myself is of any use. I go to the source from where such help is possible. I invoke the Lord in prayer. I intimately realize that I am a victim of my own past. As a victim of my past, I cannot but be apprehensive about the future. I become worried, I become cautious, I become frightened of my future. To deliver myself into the hands of Bhagavan, I deliver myself to the order that is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not separate from the order, and the order is not separate from Bhagavan. My past then becomes a part of the meaningful order of my personal life. The future unfolds itself in keeping with the same order, an order that includes my previous karma, if there is such a thing. All's well that shapes well, that ends well. Past mistakes become meaningful as long as they have made me wiser. To acknowledge my helplessness is in itself a great step towards recognizing the order. I intimately acknowledge my immediate past and remove the past from my life. As a child, I had no will of my own. I was in the hands of my parents, my elders, my teachers, and other adult members of the society. As a child, I see that I was absolutely helpless. My knowledge was limited and my perception was never clear. I was insecure. I was learning with a small mind and with meager information, without any worldly wisdom, without any wisdom at all. Naturally, I made conclusions about the world and myself. Those conclusions formed the basis for my interpretation of the events to come. In the process, these interpreted events definitely seem to confirm my conclusions. Look at the helplessness. As an adult, I cannot remove the conclusions I made as a child, and therefore, I become a victim of my own past. Whom should I blame? I cannot blame myself, nor can I afford to blame the world. Blaming
is to retain the past and does not help me let go. It is one thing to acknowledge the mistakes of others, but quite another to hold on to them and retain my fears and anger. I have to eliminate all forms of blame in order to be free of my past. I may have valid reasons to blame. I see those reasons and I let go of my past. By allowing my blaming to continue, I allow the past to continue. If I was a victim of the behavior of elders, by blaming them now, I continue to be a victim. I understand it all, but still I am helpless. Dear Bhagwan, help me accept gracefully what I cannot change. Let me be free of blaming anyone, including myself. I cannot blame myself for what happened to me, nor can I blame others because others themselves have others to blame. Help me accept gracefully what I cannot change. Blaming means I want to change the past. I want my past to be different. How can that be? Dear Bhagwan, help me accept gracefully what I cannot change. I let go of my resentment, anger, and dissatisfaction. By accepting gracefully what I cannot change. Dear Bhagwan, perhaps what I went through was meant to happen. Perhaps it was all in order, for it has given me the ability to pray. The years of pain, struggle, groping in the dark seem to have paid off, for I am able to pray. And by prayer, everything has become meaningful. My pain, my past, has resulted in my coming to you to seek help. Intimately, I acknowledge my helplessness. I seek your help, your intervention to make me drop what I cannot change, to make me accept what I cannot change, which even you cannot change. You cannot change what has happened, nor can I nor anyone else. Intimately, I acknowledge the fact that what has happened cannot be changed. Dear Bhagwan, help me totally accept what I cannot change, my mother's behavior, her omissions and commissions, my father's neglect, his anger and indifference, his lack of care, his mishandling and mismanagement, his drinking, if that applies, the fights between them, the confusion at home, my being left alone, not cared for. This is how I felt, not cared for, not loved. I was wrong, perhaps, but it was how I felt. Dear Bhagwan, I cannot change what has happened. Please help me accept gracefully what I cannot change. I do not want to bury the past, nor do I want to forget the past. I cannot. I just want to accept the fact, accept the past. Gracefully, I accept the past. I even begin to see an order in all of this. For do I not pray now? I have come to be objective. I see some order here. Dear Bhagwan, help me accept gracefully what I cannot change. Problems such as anger, depression, sadness, self-criticism, and self-dissatisfaction for the most part stem from our childhood. I am not to blame for these problems. The outside world is to blame. Parents, elders, teachers, society, consisting of a number of people, situations, and events. All these are to blame. Either we blame ourselves illegitimately or blame others legitimately. I free myself from blaming myself. I am not to blame for what happened to me as a child. As a child, I was helpless. I did not have the necessary knowledge or information with which to understand, to take an action appropriate to each situation. When someone else was to blame, I did not have the knowledge to say, "You are wrong." I thought I was wrong. I was not an adult and therefore could not make decisions nor act upon them. Others had to make decisions and do things that affected me. I am not to blame. I free myself from blaming others also. If I blame others, then I still carry the past. As long as I continue to blame, the factors that cause damage to me continue. The I that was subject to pain continues to be, along with the anger and resentment. I cannot forget my past. How can I? I know what has happened. How can I forget? To bury the past is easier said than done. No one can bury one's past. All I can do is accept the past gracefully. I cannot afford to blame anyone or anything. Nor can I afford to blame myself. Even as an adult, any omission or commission on my part was determined by the helpless I that was the child. I see that I am not to blame. I also see the uselessness of blaming others. I gracefully accept the past because I cannot afford to blame. Perhaps there was a meaning to all that has happened in my life. All is well that ends well. Whatever happened to me might be in order because now I am ready to accept the entire past gracefully. People do not accept what has happened even in their old age. My pleading to Bhagavan, please help me accept this situation, makes the entire past meaningful. Please help me, Bhagavan, to accept my entire past gracefully. Let me not blame anyone, neither myself nor anyone else. Please help me accept the past gracefully. There are a number of things I can do, of which one I am doing right now. I can pray. I can change my attitudes. I can change some of my personal habits. Habits in thinking and in behavior which cause recurring problems. Let me have the will and effort necessary to fulfill it so that I can bring about the desirable changes in my life. Let me be objective enough to drop any false ideas and concepts held by me against all evidence because of my emotional attachment to them. Let me have the courage and the honesty to drop ideas, beliefs, and speculations. May I be open enough to explore, to know where there is a valid belief. May I understand it as a valid belief. May I not be confused between a fact and a belief, nor between a valid and a baseless belief. May I have the ability to change, to reshuffle. Let me not be afraid to be wrong. Let me not be afraid to face the fact that my forefathers and my parents might have been wrong. May I have the love to know, the love to be objective. Dear Bhagavan, give me the will, the courage, the honesty, and sincerity of purpose to change what I can change. A prayer is always from an individual. It is never from the Atma, but from the individual Jiva, who is in fact the Atma. It is this individual who prays. To whom does the individual pray? I do not pray to another individual. Other individuals also have the limitations that I have as an individual. The power and knowledge of the one I pray to are free from any limitation. Let there be no confusion about whom the person is praying to. The self? The individual is the self. The self is not the individual, but the individual is the self, the Atma. Therefore, the prayer is not towards the self, but towards the self as Ishvara. The self that is now an individual is praying to the self that is Ishvara, the total, Bhagavan. Let there be no confusion. A prayer is always to Bhagavan. Even the enlightened person who knows the meaning of the sentence, Tat Tvamasi, you are that, can offer a prayer as an individual because the difference between Ishvara the Lord and Jiva the individual is evident, even though in actual fact there is no difference. Non-difference between the Lord and the individual is a matter for knowledge. That the difference is apparent, mithya, must be recognized. But now, as an individual, when I see myself helpless, I cannot but pray. So, prayer is not against the teaching. In fact, any form of ritual is also a kind of prayer and is not against any teaching. I pray because I seek help. Therefore, the prayer is never to the laws themselves, but to the laws as Bhagavan. Prayer is always to Bhagavan, the maker of the world and its laws. Even a prayer directed to a deity with reference to a given phenomenon like the sun, water, fire and so on goes to Bhagavan. Dear Bhagavan, I seek help in order to accept my past. The past is not a villain, nor does it have to be looked upon with contempt. The past makes me what I am. Every experience was an enriching experience. The problem is not that I have a past, but that I see myself as a victim of the past because I do not accept it. Help me accept my past. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful and offering insight, I do hope you will consider sharing this with your friends, family, or on social media.
Would you like to receive an email every month that will bring to you more wisdom, more happiness, and more freedom? If the answer is yes, then our monthly newsletter, Arshavidya Bharati, is for you. It has articles on living our traditions, links to podcast episodes, articles and videos published elsewhere in the month, reflections about how Vedanta is changing the life of students, announcements about events and courses, profound Sanskrit sayings, and much, much more. And it's not too long. Do consider checking out this month's issue and also subscribe. The links are in the description of this episode.
The transcript of this podcast is available on discoveratma.com/category/podcast. I would love to hear from you. If you have a request or a reflection, please write to me at swaminiji@discoveratma.com. That's SWAMINIJI@discoveratma.com. As always, thank you for listening, and we meet next week.